Randy is a good friend, and not only to me, but to so many. And I know most of you out there have probably read one of his books. And if you haven't, you really ought to. As I often say to people, the definitive book on the subject of heaven, of course, is the Bible. But apart from the Bible, the best book I've ever read, and I have to say I've read quite a few books on heaven, the greatest I've ever read is written by Randy Alcorn and is very imaginatively titled Heaven. Randy, was it hard to come up with that title?
I really worked hard on that one. I prayed and fasted over it and finally came up with Heaven.
So Randy Alcorn is a New York Times bestselling author. He's written nearly 50 books. And we're actually offering one of those books today called Face to Face with Jesus, subtitled Seeing Him as He Really Is. You know, Randy, I know there are folks listening right now that are going through times of difficulty, and that you're no stranger to these things. You don't write what you write from an ivory tower. You've had a lot of difficulty in your own life. And right now, your wife, Nancy, is thankfully winning her fight against cancer. And we give God the glory for that. But you know, when you live with uncertainty in your life with someone you love so dearly like your wife, and I know you guys are so close and love each other very much, you know, it's then that we take these things that we love to say to others and preach to others, and we practice them ourselves. So for somebody maybe that is going through what seems like a situation that will never get better, a storm that will never stop, they're facing an insurmountable obstacle, how can they come face to face with Jesus? And what would you say to them to help give them a biblical perspective on their suffering?
Well, Greg, that's just this huge question. There's no bigger question than the problem of evil and suffering, as you well know. And it's something that one of the things that is a great consolation to me personally is that biblical authors struggle with it.
Yes.
Jeremiah, Habakkuk, numbers of people, David in the Psalms.
Sure.
Why are they having silent, Lord? I'm asking you these things, and but terrible things are happening in my life. So this is not a new question. It's not a foreign question to God, and it's not wrong to ask the question. But I think that ultimately Jesus himself is the only answer who's bigger than the question. I mean, every other thing that we say seems just too small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and even great things, like we can talk about God's sovereignty and grace and his purpose and ultimately conformity to the image of Christ and God's bringing trials into your life so that you can grow. And, you know, those are all true and those are all important. And that he causes all things to work together for good. I mean, that's hugely important. But it's really not, I think, where you start. I think for me, I got to look at Jesus.
Amen.
And you look at Jesus by going to his word, certainly reading the gospels, meditating upon him, and somehow he's that figure that just looms large over everything else, and everything else becomes much smaller when we're looking at him.
Boy, that's so true. You know, sometimes just when that onslaught of worry comes, or those problems pile on top of you, you just say that name that is above all names, Jesus. You know,
Amen.
As a friend of mine put it, we don't need Emmanuel, we need Emmanuel. You know, we need
yes.
God himself. And I think we're always wondering, what's the book I could read, or what's a song I could sing to, or what's a sermon I could hear that would change it? Well, all those things have their place. But ultimately, if we're all doing our job as preachers and worship leaders, we're just pointing people to Jesus.
Mm. Absolutely. And, you know, I think in Psalm 1, where you've got the tree that's planted beside these waters that go deep into the roots and the tree grows up. Well, that context is delighting in God's word.
Yes.
And we have to go to God's word. See, the difference between us and that tree is that we are like trees that plant ourselves somewhere. And every day we can plant ourselves next to the rivers of water of God's word and meditate on Jesus. And so it won't just happen. I just yesterday was talking with some friends who are just fighting some great struggles in their lives. And I think that what I encourage them to do is to look to Jesus and look to the Gospels and the rest of God's Word and to see it in light of Jesus. Because if we don't go to him, we won't be seeing him. We won't become conformed to the image of Christ. We've got to gaze on him to do it. Like 2 Corinthians 3:18, that, you know, beholding the glory of the Lord and being transformed degree by degree into his glory so that people can see on our faces the face of Jesus. And that's only going to happen if we take the initiative to go to God, and then he is faithful to come to us.
That's right. Well, folks, this is a conversation I'm having with my friend Randy Alcorn, author of over 50 books, including the classic Heaven, Happiness, If God is Good, and many others.